is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Sir Brad. So far, so good. First day of the work week, so that's not too bad. Obviously, took an extra day scheduled yesterday. Didn't do everything I wanted to do between Sunday and Monday, but we had a really productive day yesterday. It worked out okay. Yeah. How was the rest of your weekend?
It was good. Got some things done around the house Sunday. Was still tired just because, for me, Saturday was a late night. I didn't get to sleep really early Saturday night, more like Sunday morning. But I had a really good time Saturday. It was a lot of fun working the HF. Definitely looking forward to next year.
Absolutely. And it was warm out. So being inside in the air conditioning, having to only be outside in the direct sunlight while putting up the antennas wasn't too bad at all. That was a nice treat. In fact, I think Sunday and Monday, being out in the heat, that was, I don't know. It seemed like it was taking a toll on me. I must spend too much time inside in air conditioning. But what was it? Sunday. Sunday I went out to the garage, and I'm like, okay, Lynn, I'm just going to spend a couple hours out here. Just keep chipping away, sorting out bins and stuff. And I went down there. I don't think I was down there even a half hour. And I came back up, and I said, no, I just can't do this today. And then we got up early Monday morning before the heat really started, and did a few hours out in the garage, and that was much more productive. Still a lot to go. It seems like there's no end in sight, but I think back to what it looked like a couple months ago versus what it looks like now, and it's making some good progress. And we took some more stuff over to her sister's house, where they have like this perpetual garage sale, and cleared out some more space. So yeah, everything was good. So did you buy your HF radio yet?
I have not, but I'm definitely looking. I just trying to figure out, should I go for the shack in a box type radio, or do I just go for one that I could then add a tune or two? I guess that's what my decision is right now.
I don't want to steer you the right or wrong way. I know what I would like for my next radio, but I wish I had something that was a permanent installation. Clearly, I have stuff that I can go out to the park and set up and get out in the air, but I'd like to be able to say, hey, nothing's on TV right now. If you don't mind, I'm going to go turn on the radio and see what's up. See what the propagation's like. And I guess that's where I am. I'd like to be able to just walk over, flip a switch, and be on the air. Whether it's 20 minutes or 2 hours being on, I just flip the switch when I'm done. That's what I'm thinking about. What else is I going to say? Oh yeah, you were kind of liking the idea of the vertical antennas. And I have a Hustler 5-band vertical that's been installed and there without major issues. The coax feeding it got hit by the lawnmower once. And that's been standing for probably 20 years, probably 25 years, with no issues.
Wow, that's a long time. The vertical I like, especially the whip type, because they almost blend in. finding a good spot for that and getting the cable in the house, that won't be too bad, just bury it. And like I think I told you, I've got an attic above the garage where I could put in either an NFET half wave or a dipole of some sort. But I would definitely, in order to work multiple bands, I definitely need a tuner of some sort, whether it's in the radio itself or separate. But that's kind of where I'm going right now. But I was looking through QSG magazine yesterday and saw a couple of radios. I just haven't looked up the price yet. So that's kind of what's holding me back right now.
The types of events, definitely keep the bug close to you, you know, and keep it active. And it's like every HODA event, I wanna change my system a little bit. When we were at the field day, I was thinking about, okay, how can I put this keyer in this box? There's clearly no room. Oh, I can get a smaller auto tuner and slip it in next to it. I'm thinking all these kind of silly things.
Yeah, that's the human mindset of always making things a little bit better. How do we make it a little bit better today than we did yesterday? Or the last time I used it, how do I make that better? And that's the human mindset for sure.
I'll pause for a second and see if anyone else is joining us this morning. This is K2PGT.
KC2PGT. Good morning, gentlemen.
Welcome to Tuesday morning. How was the rest of your weekend?
Well, go ahead. Pretty much same as usual. After a field day, I fixed the dryer, went another first aid call, and went for a bike ride with Evelyn, and that was pretty much my Sunday. So it was a pretty good weekend. This one should be better. It's a long extended weekend for us, at least.
Yeah, so we both experienced problems with our whole washer-dryer situation. I know I was coming out of Tops yesterday. Yeah, I think it was yesterday. And I glanced over to Lynn. I'm like, hey, there's Ross's truck over at Sitzman's. I wonder if he's got a washer-dryer issue like we had, or, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that guy's a fireman, too, so maybe he's just coordinating something with the fire department.
No, I had to get a pair of, I guess they call them drum wheels for the drum of the dryer. Mine have, I guess, went flat. Lost the air out of them. Not really. They're pretty much shredded. All the rubber that was in them was all wore off, and making quite the racket. So I had to go get new wheels for it, and it's all fixed now.
A little bit of a... you know, what they say, like blood, sweat, and tears, or maybe just, hopefully just a little bit of sweat and a lot less money, you were able to bring that dryer back to life rather than having to buy a new one.
Oh, yeah, it was a cheap fix. $24 for the pair of wheels, which I wasn't thinking that bad. I think I got a little bit of the fireman's discount, though.
Right, this week's going to be a short week. I'm only in for three. I think you're only in for, well, you might be three as well, right? But you're taking off Thursday again, I think?
Yep, I'm on Thursdays all the way through August. Obviously, till school starts back up again. I have to watch Evelyn for one day.
You enjoy her event that Megan took her to Saturday afternoon?
Pretty good, I guess. She really likes going to those things. I guess I could see it. The costumes that they all wear, they're colorful, and they got the face painting, which she loves the face paint. And then, of course, her next favorite thing is the ice cream. I guess they had, like, tons of ice cream there to sample, all different flavors and stuff. So she's in her glory when they went there. And, of course, they had the parade. So I guess it's all around, it sounded like they had a good day.
mentioned it to Lynn, and she looked it up, and she was listing off all the activities, and it felt like there were quite a few things that were going on out there that day. It wasn't just a single event, which is pretty cool. All right, I'll turn it back to Brad, and hopefully Brad's hearing you as you are making your approach.
KC2PEK, this is KE2GDQ. How are you this morning, Ross?
Oh, good morning, Brad. I'm doing pretty good. I sound like you are shopping for a HF rig now, sounds like.
Yeah, shopping for the HF stuff. I want to check, there's a couple of auction sites I want to check out, plus the eBay and Facebook Marketplace to see what's out there. Maybe there's something local, but plus I got to look at the club. Usually what I see at the club, though, is UHF, DHF type stuff, which may not be a bad thing if I want to build a node, so I got to think about that, too.
Oh, yeah. This will probably be one of your biggest purchases. Probably one of the most important ones, too. You got to decide. ICOM, you do usually, I know a lot of people like that ICOM 703. I'm not going to pick for it. I'm just going to give you options. Like I said, do a lot of Google searching. Get what you want and get all the features that you want in them. A lot of good ones out there. It's just you got to find the one that's right for you.
Exactly, Ross. Finding the one that's right for you and what's going to work for what you want to do within ham radio. I was watching a YouTube video, go figure, where a guy, he was actually from Australia, and he talked about how deep the ham radio hobby is and how many different, that's not his term, rabbit holes that you can go down in ham radio and how extensive you can get involved in it.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of different holes you go down to. Yeah, I know you were kind of into satellites. Funny you mentioned, hobbies and stuff. I guess it was talking my ear off last night, Kyle, of all things. We were going to the town line to pump some water and stuff at their station, and I was driving the truck, and the whole way there, he talked all ham radio stuff. Very curious. So I told him, I says, well, first of all, you got to get that license first, and then you can explore the radio world.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad he's interested. He seems like a bright kid. He shouldn't have any problem passing the technician exam. I mean, hell, and heck, I did. Yeah, I think he'll be able to do that. And I think he's got a good Elmer right there when he was sitting next to you.
Yep, I'll try to steer him in the direction that's hopefully the easiest and the best for him to be successful. And I'll throw it to Travis. I will ask him this. I go, is it okay if he uses your test page on your homepage for the test sessions that he can practice on?
Without question, available to anybody and everybody that wants to use it. Use it until the server crashes. It's a very small site, but once the page loads, everything's running on your browser. So there's really nothing to it. But yeah, absolutely. Go ahead and share that.
All right, well, thank you for that. I think that's probably a good start for him. I'll steer him in that direction and see how he does. And, I guess there's probably some online forums and stuff you can probably read up on. Yeah, I'll have to do some searching myself, find out probably a solution for all that. But thanks for letting me use your Travis's homepage.
I would steer him in the direction of the ARRL website, maybe where he can get the technician book, maybe some links to some YouTube videos just, you know, kind of give them an overview. Because just going through the questions, you're not going to get any of the, you know, the background content. That's more exam prep. But, yeah, absolutely. Well, I've got 6:45, and I am going to skedaddle. I don't see Jeff here. I don't know if he was off today or if he's just not here yet. But, yeah, I'm going to head on in, get this day started, and, yeah, go back in the air conditioning, which might not be good for me. It makes the heat a little less bearable. But, all right, I'm going to run. I'll say 73 to both of you guys, and we'll talk to you soon. This is K2PCB.
All right, guys, sounds good, and thanks again. I'll see you in at work.
Ross, Travis mentioned the ARRL website. There is a section there you might be aware of for exam prep, and you don't have to be a member of AWRL. I use that pretty extensively, taking the tests online, you know, going through the different sections. Between that, reading the book, and using Travis's website, I think that's how I pass both exams. So now I am thinking I'm going to start preparing for the amateur extra.
Yeah, that's my light of fire under my butt to get my general. Yeah, I'll probably sit around with them. Maybe, maybe that this will be my ticket to get my general. Maybe me and him can, well, we're both ready. I think we're both ready. We can go and take tests. I have to see how get him started first. Obviously, I could probably pass. I don't know if I could pass it quite yet. I have to freshen up, but I could probably do okay on the back. He probably would be a little bit longer. Obviously, he has to learn all the terminology and bands and certain questions. Sometimes I like to know they like to throw a loop in there. I was surprised when Travis asked the question of what the DMR was. I was surprised that was the question was in there. I'm like, oh, okay. I know it's an easy one, but, yeah, I didn't think they would put something like that in there. But I guess they can put whatever they want, right?
True. They can pretty much put anything else in there they want. The pool did change as of June 27th or something, I think, was the last test for the old pool. So the new pool changed. I'm pretty sure Travis's website got updated. I'm thinking we could check with him on that. But even then, it would still be a good start to go through the questions for Kyle. That's cool that he's interested. I think that's going to be awesome. Especially if he can get his technician license in time for next year, and then have you have your general for next year, that'd be really cool. Because then we could have, hopefully by then I'll have my own radio. We could have three operators, you know, working a lot of bands.
Yep, that will be cool. It sounds like a good plan, right? I'll have to do that. I'm sure you can. You sound like the QSO is pretty consistent with their VE test. I'll have to get him started on his journey to be a ham radio operator. As he kept telling me, he goes, that was the coolest thing that he could. He didn't think he could talk that far, because he thought I was pulling his chain when I was like, oh yeah, you can talk like hundreds of miles, you know. He's too used to like the fire department radios where maybe we work good for 30, 40 miles maybe until we start losing signals. But he was floored that he could talk to like different states.
Yeah, you know, having done a lot of reading, I knew that was capable, but to be there Saturday and hear a guy from San Diego, and clearly, I mean, it was really clear. It's too bad I couldn't break through the pileup that he had, and it was someone else from like North Dakota or something. You know, talking to people in Chicago, you know, the Chicago, Illinois area, Maryland. That is really cool when you really think about it. No wires, you know, no internet, just strictly RF radiation, and that was really cool. So I can understand why Kyle really liked it. That's awesome.
Yeah, I thought he would like it too. He didn't think he could, explore satellites, and he thought I was still kidding too about the moon bouncing. I'm like, oh yeah, you can bounce your signals off the moon, and you hear yourself come back. Well, then he asked, can you travel around the world? I'm like, I guess anything's possible, but that's a long stretch. I'm like, it'll go far, but, you probably have to have, like, perfect conditions. I think they hear your signal come back around the other way. And plus, I think that's a far stretch.
Yeah, that is. I think the signal would attenuate too much. Like you said, conditions would have to be absolutely perfect. But I think because, half the Earth is in daylight at any given time, that I just don't think the propagation would work. I think you're right. I think you're looking at, half the world is about all you're going to get at any given time.
I guess my other Nova radio is still sitting here in my truck. I fixed it at work again. I had a transistor short out of it. I had to fix it. And I was like, kind of curious. I'm like, wonder how that happened. But at least I was able to fix it. And I'm leaving the other radio on for now because it's got fans. I don't know how this one performs under extreme heat, especially the one we're going to see today. So, I prefer to have the Motorola that's got the fan on it so it can keep itself cool. This one, I didn't put a fan in this one yet. I'm kind of leaving this one more for wintertime. I should bring the power up a little bit on this one. I do know it's a little bit, but not a lot to affect our communication.
You just brought something to mind when you mentioned that you fixed that radio, was transistor gone. How hard do you think it would be for me to troubleshoot, I know this is stupid, a solar light system? I have a solar light, and it looks like the charging part of it, something in that isn't working. Do you think that'd be difficult to troubleshoot for me?
I think you would have to be able to accomplish that one. That should be easy. Is it those are lithium iron batteries, or are they NiCad? I know some of them like use NiCad because they put a cheap, pretty much essentially just a diode in line with the battery. There's no real regulation, so the NiCad are a little more forgiving with that. I know some of the newer ones, they may put a Zener diode in it to keep it at the 3.4 volts charge limit, so they don't overcharge those batteries. There should be, I would think, either a diode or some resistor network or something for the charging circuit on those solar lights.
Okay, thanks. I'll look that up. It uses the nickel metal hydrate or something type batteries. It used to work. It didn't. It stopped working. And then I could make it come on, but I think there was just enough charge in the battery. So I put a new battery in it, and it came on and stayed on. So either the photo sensor is shot or something else. So, I figure, what the heck? I'm going to either throw it out, anyway, or so why not take it off and try and troubleshoot it and see what's going on?
Well, yeah, it'll be a nice little project for you. It'll sharpen up your electronic skills. But if you can sharpen up electronic skills, I have to go in there and work on mine. So, P2G to Q. You have a great day. Stay cool. And 73, I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day, Brad.
KC2PDQ, this is KE2GDQ. You too, stay cool, stay hydrated. Fortunately, you're indoors. 73, and I will talk to you tomorrow. This is KE2GDQ, and we are clear of this channel.